Tlai ho all mu jil atlma tahwi ahka taki u mitzak wit as atlin yak yuqin. We're going to talk about family now, the people we're related to. U mitzak wit asin yak yuqin. We'll start by pronouncing all of the words in the words section. And one of the main things we're learning here is how the Nuchonal kinship system works. That is words for mother, father, aunt, uncle, the grandparent, children, and so on. There are many similarities to the English kinship system, which is basically a Western European one. But there are also some interesting differences. We're also going to be learning some words for our relations to other people, right? We can be related to people by blood. We can be married to people. We can be friends with people. And we can be just hanging out with people. These are all relationships that will use particular suffixes to describe. These relationship words are ordered from the oldest to the youngest, roughly speaking. Let's pronounce them. Many of these have plural. They all have plural forms. Not all of the plural forms are given here. Let's start with naniqsu. Nananiqsu. Omiqsu. Nuiqsu. Eichim. Neiqsu. Neiqsu. Maamiqsu. Yukuiqsu. Lujmup. Lujmup minh. Hachim siqsu. Hachim siqsu. Datna. Datna. Let's review for our practice how we say little child. Datna is. And little children, tatnis. As I said before, the forms that we usually use are tatnis, tatnis. Just about the only time you use tatna, tatna without is, is when you're talking about someone's adult child. Kauts. Kakuts. In Ucluelet and in most dialects, grandchild has a round K. And people say kwa-uts, kwa-kuts. It's just e-sparkly sound that says ka-uts, ka-kuts. In the relationship words that follow, you'll see that these are all based on the empty root u. So these are, technically speaking, suffixes. So these are suffixes that describe one person's relation to another. They can be used on the empty root u, as well as on many other stems. But here we're going to pronounce them on u. Ukhyu. That's a three-consonant cluster, Q, back H, hard Y. Do your best to pronounce all three. Ukhyu. Ukschaan. Upath. Ukwink. Utshaip. This might not be apparent from the glosses, but these relationship words are verbs in Nuchonal, not nouns. This is a little strange at first, hard for English speakers to grasp. So I think the best way to understand it is technically at first, and then get used to it. Because the usual tendency of English-speaking learners is to treat friend, relative, partner as nouns, right? Because those are nouns in English. But in Nuchonal, we actually express these with verbs. So to say so-and-so is my relative, I say I relate to him. To say that she's my friend, I say I friend her. To say that this is my partner, I say I marry them, or I'm with them. These are verbs. And this will have consequences for how we build words and sentences around these concepts. We've just had questions about short kin terms, that is mom, dad, nan, as compared to the long words, mother, father, grandparent. And Neuchâtel does have these words, and in fact, they are more complex than English because Neuchâtel has different short kin terms, depending on whether I mean my nan, your nan, or if I'm calling to my nan, and I say, hey, nan, those are all different words in Neuchâtel. And it's a very interesting system, and I will share a link to that, but that is not what we're learning this week. Sometime we'll do a learning exercise where one of us pretends to be the other's nan, and then we can practice those. We've had a question about the plural form of mother and father, and these words do have plural forms. And like most kin terms, they form their plurals by reduplication. If you look at most of these plural words on the sheet, most of them reduplicate for plural. Nanixu, nananixu, neixu, nanneixu, hachimsixu, hachimsixu. Mother and father are exactly the same. One mother is omixu. Two or more are oomixu. And the third vowel is short, oomixu. One father, noixu. Plural fathers, noixu. Noixu. I just didn't put those words on the sheet because they're not used very often. And I was trying to reduce the total number of words that you have to learn at once. Yeah, very interesting question. So you'll notice that some of these words that are gendered in English are not gendered in Neuchâtel, right? So in English, we have different words for aunt, uncle, and different words for grandmother, grandfather. In Neuchâtel, we have one word for aunt or uncle, neixu, same word, and one word for grandparent, neixu, regardless of their gender, which is very interesting. After our break, I'll be going into a little more depth about the differences between the two systems and how gender is expressed in the two systems. So one place where Neuchâtel goes further than English in dealing with gender is that siblings of the same gender are ranked with each other according to their age. But siblings of opposite genders are not ranked with respect to each other. So traditionally, a man would refer to his older brothers as ma'mixu and his younger brothers as yuquixu, but all of his sisters are hluchmu to him, regardless of their age. A woman would refer to her older sisters as ma'mixu, her younger sisters as yuquixu, but all of her brothers would be hachimsixu to her. Today we see an interesting mix of the traditional system and the English system. So, you know, in English, I often say that I have three younger sisters. In the traditional Neuchâtel system, I would just say that they're sisters, and their age would be unimportant. But if I want to say that they're younger sisters, I can double up words. I can call my younger sister yuquixu hluchmup. Yuquixu hluchmup, which means more or less the same as younger sister. I've also said before that Neuchâtel doesn't do noun-noun compounds, and that's not entirely true. It can do noun-noun compounds. The thing is, when Neuchâtel does a noun-noun compound, that compound is a mini clause, and that the word that comes first is treated as a predicate. And if it makes sense with that first word as a predicate, then it works. Yuquixu hluchmup, according to this analysis, yuquixu hluchmup is a mini clause. Hluchmup is the noun. Yuquixu is a noun predicate. So literally, yuquixu hluchmup means something like a sister and she is a younger sibling, which in this case is true. So it works. You can also use this to specify the gender of a neixu or nanixu, if you want. And I have heard this done. So, for example, I have recorded a story from a fluent elder that involves a young man and his grandmother who are storing up fish for the winter. And the speaker wanted to make it clear when he refers to this nanixu that she's a woman, not a man. So he called her thutsma nanixu. Thutsma nanixu. That is a noun-noun compound, which according to my analysis is a mini clause, which means a grandparent who is a woman, which is true, therefore it works. This is why sweetheart, for example, does not work in Nuchanal. To say sweetheart, literally we would say chamas tichma. In fact, this is a popular joke amongst people who don't speak Nuchanal but know a few words. But chamas tichma in Nuchanal would be a bloody organ that pumps blood, which is sweet tasting, which is not accurate, and it doesn't work. Let's now pronounce the conversations. We'll take a break and we'll come back and try them out. Also, after the break, I will show you my family tree and talk about who I'm related to. And we'll look at some other people's family trees as well. Bethany, you have to leave early, right? When do you have to leave? At 11? Let's pronounce conversations 1 through 3. And I'm going to say each sentence only once, but I'm speaking this into the recording, so you'll be able to listen to it as many times as you want to later. Conversation 1. A chakok hak ekse no ekse. Some people can say a chakok hak e ichim to mean who are your parents. To other people, that only means who are your elders. Lucy o hakwah ekse. Cecil o hakwitah no ekse. Ananak hak dat nes. Tawanak dat nes. Ayanak. Wikitukwa. Achakhaya. Okhiu mahya. Ukstain mahya. Ukunkahya. Utshe mahya.